CR News. I'm Qi Zhi. Leaders of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum have finished a day of talks on how to spur growth and create jobs at their annual informal APEC leaders meeting in Hawaii. The leaders said they are committed to building a seamless regional economy through joint efforts. Addressing the gathering, Chinese President Hu Jintao urged APEC members to push for trade and investment liberalization and deepen cooperation on grain growth. The Chinese side said the meeting has yielded rich, practical and balanced outcomes. Our U.S. correspondent Wang Shanshan has more.
No aloha shirts for the APEC leaders when they posed for a traditional family photo during Sunday's informal leaders meeting. The host, U.S. President Barack Obama, explained, quote, "We are here for business," end quote, a reflection perhaps of the seriousness of their agenda. U.S. President Barack Obama said at a press conference after the one-day meeting that leaders from the APEC forum have made progress to facilitate trade, promote green growth, and streamline regulations.
First, we agreed to a series of steps that will increase trade and bring our economies even closer. Second, APEC agreed on ways to promote the green growth we need for our energy security. Third, we're redoubling our efforts to make sure that regulations are encouraging trade and job creation, not discouraging trade and job creation. And finally, since many of the leaders here were also at the recent G20 summit, we continued our efforts to get the global economy to grow faster.
China's senior APEC official Peng Sen said the outcomes are a reflection of the APEC principle and spirit.
APEC members have worked together to have achieved rich, practical, and balanced outcomes at a meeting through joint efforts and equal consultation, which is a reflection of the APEC principle of consensus building and the spirit of the big family.
The meeting released a joint statement entitled The Honolulu Declaration Toward a Seamless Regional Economy. The statement said leaders have committed to taking concrete steps toward a seamless regional economy in order to link the economies and markets ever closer together to the benefit of all. Some concrete steps include leaders' commitment on cutting tariffs on environmental goods to no more than 5% by the end of 2015. The leaders said they would also eliminate non-tariff barriers that impede trade in green products. The statement also set an inspirational goal of reducing the bloc's energy intensity, that is, the amount of energy used compared with the economy, by 45% by the year 2035. For CRI, this is Wang Shanshan reporting from Honolulu, Hawaii.
The death toll has climbed to 8 following an explosion at a restaurant in Xi'an, capital of northwest China's Shanxi province. The blast, caused by a liquefied petroleum gas leak, struck the fast food restaurant located on the first floor of a commercial building. 31 others have been injured, with 7 in critical conditions. The blast shattered windows in nearby buildings and destroyed several cars parked in the neighborhood. Firefighters say most of the victims were passers-by, including children who were on their way to school. Renowned economist Mario Monti has been appointed Italy's new prime minister. Monti says he will get to work quickly to try to form a new government, trying to assure the nation he can heal the country's disastrous financial situation.
Il paese deve vincere la sfida del riscatto.
The country must win the challenge and bounce back. It must be again a strength, not a weakness, of the European Union, which we help to create, and of course we have to be a protagonist.
Monti faces the monumental task of preventing an Italian default that could tear apart the Eurozone and send Europe and the US into new recessions. Chinese police have arrested 78 suspects in a cross-provincial raid on a cigarette counterfeiting ring. A total of 122 criminal dens were busted and about 80,000 cartons of bogus cigarettes confiscated during the operation. The raid involved more than 1,500 officers from 9 provincial areas. It's part of a high-profile national campaign that started last November to crack down on the violation of intellectual property rights and the production and distribution of fraudulent products. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.